He can leave the hospital later Monday after being admitted last week for COVID-19. That's according to White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, adding he was optimistic Mr. Trump would be discharged. In an interview with Fox News, Meadows said he had spoken with the president earlier Monday morning and that his condition appeared to have improved overnight. Meadows added a decision about Mr. Trump's possible discharge would likely not be decided until early Monday afternoon. President Trump's former campaign manager is defending his brief trip outside the hospital yesterday, which goes against CDC quarantine guidelines, while others are condemning it. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Corey Lewandowski says Trump just wanted to thank supporters like this man.
I will die for that man happily.
And he says the president's doctors approved the trip.
They were okay with the trip, and the Secret Service members volunteered to participate.
But Dr. James Phillips, who's not on the president's team but is at Walter Reed, says it was irresponsible and sends the wrong message.
This was a dangerous move. There is no medical benefit for this to have taken place.
Phillips and Lewandowski spoke on NBC's Today Show. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump's former you can add White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany to the list of those testing positive for COVID-19. She made the announcement Monday, adding she would begin quarantining and that the White House medical unit does not list any members of the press as close contacts. Vice President Mike Pence and his wife tested negative for COVID-19 Monday, according to an administration official. The vice president is in the spotlight as the person who may be the face of the administration and the Trump campaign for the time being. The spotlight will shine especially bright on Pence Wednesday when he participates in the vice presidential debate with California Senator Kamala Harris, Democratic contender Joe Biden's running mate. This is VOA News. Biden's campaign says he tested negative for coronavirus Sunday. The results come 5 days after the presidential hopeful